RNIB describes its series of the free Confident Living booklets as being for people wanting to make the most out of living with sight loss. There are 6 titles in the series covering leisure, managing your money, reading, shopping, technology, and travel.
The leisure booklet aims to provide practical information for people with sight loss who may be struggling to continue with activities and hobbies that they've always enjoyed. But it's equally for someone who may want to try something new. It gives tips on how to enjoy days out, holidays, leisure activities, and various hobbies such as keeping fit, gardening, and reading.
Managing your money means different things to different people, as the Managing Your Money booklet says right at the start. It might mean decisions on budgeting your weekly income to cover your outgoings, getting the best deals on purchases or services, or maximizing the interest on your savings. The key to making informed decisions, suggests the booklet, is having the information that you need in the format that you can read at the time you need it. People with sight loss can find it hard to get information in their preferred format from the banks, service providers, or utility companies they already use, let alone get information about the services and deals that are available elsewhere. So the Managing Your Money booklet provides basic information on your rights, what to consider and where to get expert advice and further information on topics that people with sight loss have asked RNIB about.
The reading booklet in the Confident Living series makes the point that reading is important to all of us, whether you're reading a novel or the latest magazine, reading for work or reading personal information. It suggests that if you struggle to read because of your sight, there are solutions available to help you. So this booklet gives an overview of the different ways in which you can read and what is available to help. It explains how technology is expanding your choices and how you can make the most of it. It includes examples of how some blind and partially sighted people read, hoping this can encourage those reading the booklet to try something new and carry on reading.
The shopping booklet recognises that finding where to shop, choosing what to buy and paying for it can be challenging if someone is losing or has lost their sight. So this booklet offers some tips on how to adapt shopping habits and explains about shopping services which are available for people with sight loss. Throughout this guide, they mention an online listings directory called the Sightline directory, which is a website run by RNIB with details of shopping assistance schemes and local societies that can help vision impaired people with shopping, both in store and online.
The booklet dealing with technology is probably mainly aimed at those who have lost their sight and have little or no experience with technology. It runs through the basics about computers, tablets and smart mobile phones and explains how to get online. You'll also be able to learn about DAISY audio players, magnifiers and the accessibility features of TVs and radios. Readers who already have some experience of using technology and being online may also find this guide useful, particularly if they're looking for information on the accessibility features of tablets, smartphones and TVs. The technology booklet also highlights further help with technology that RNIB can offer from their website and by contacting their helpline. And they say that they can also arrange a support session for you with an expert from their technology support squad.
And the travel booklet covers a wide range of topics on getting about. Walking to the shops, catching a bus, a train, a taxi, or going on holiday can all be challenging to a vision-impaired person, and this leaflet gathers together information about travel services and the assistance that's available, along with useful tips to help someone to get out and about confidently. The services they mention in this booklet are available nationally, but they make the point that the online RNIB Sightline directory mentioned earlier has details of more local services at Sightline Directory, all one lowercase word, sightlinedirectory.org.uk.
And to order a copy of any or all of RNIB's Confident Living booklets, and once again they're all free of charge, you can phone RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or send them an email to helpline@rnib.org.uk.
And, incidentally, RNIB has other free information leaflets and booklets. The Understanding series has been produced for people who want to understand more about their eye condition. And their Starting Out series is for people who've recently been diagnosed with an eye condition and need more information on adapting their day-to-day life. Again, you can order these from the RNIB helpline.
InfoSound.